Hello?
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 Hi. good evening. My name is Joe. I'm from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we'd like to have a few minutes with you. Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota? Yes or no?
I am. Yes.
Right. Thank you. And are you at least 18 years old of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Is economy, jobs, inflation, tax, education, healthcare, social issues, environment, crime, drugs, others, or not sure?
Biggest issue, probably education.
Education, okay. And what is the most important or pressing global environment issue? Fossil fuels need to move renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation?
I would say climate change.
Climate change, okay. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, meaning nuclear waste,
dangerous climate change.
Climate change, okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? I'm going to read you some names, and you can tell me excellent, good, just fair, or poor. Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Meaning, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. All right.
Oh, wait, forest. Did you say mining?
Yeah, mining.
Poor.
Poor, okay. Forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair, okay. refining?
Poor.
Poor, okay. agriculture and farming?
Fair,
okay. And electric utilities?
I would also say fair.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, moving on. How will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups in the managing forest in the natural resource in Minnesota? I'm going to read you again statements, and you tell me excellent, good, fair, or poor. The U.S. Forest Service.
Very good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Forest and timber industries.
Fair.
Fair, okay. And environmental groups. Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good,
excellent.
Fair, poor? Excellent, excellent. County Land Department.
Fair.
Fair, okay. And how important do you feel that forest products industries, which includes wood and paper, manufacturing is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think that forest products industries will play in the Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat?
Yes.
All right. each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvest, same as a harvest, or fewer than the harvest?
Yeah, I believe I've read it. More than the harvest.
More than the harvest. Okay.
Yeah, but then, you know, you're also being used
yeah.
When you're taking the whole tree down. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
just,
Mr. Charles.
So, like, he could make up for it in, like, 80 to 100 years.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Exactly,
yeah.
Mr. Charles. All right. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More or fewer, or about the same?
Probably more than 1970.
Okay.
But in Minnesota, we really raped our agriculture and our trees at the turn of the century.
Yeah,
so, like,
okay.
1800s, 1910s.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Charles Warren.
So, I mean, if it was one of those, like, 200 years ago, it would be far less. But 1970s, probably more.
Yeah, okay. Now, we're almost halfway, okay? We're almost done. Okay? Now, do you think
I can't answer any more, so, okay.
We're almost done, Mr. Charles. Real quick, help me out.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no, or refuse?
Yes, there is.
Okay, thank you so much. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
The lack of it, or the...
Yeah. Do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife?
Very negative.
Okay. And do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Probably say no.
Okay. And do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees from commercials used on federal, states, or counties' lands that are not park or wilderness area or not? Yes or no?
That or not, I would say yeah.
Okay. And some of the forest lands currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purpose, do you feel it would be a good idea to also design land primary for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper and products or not? Yes or no?
Yes. Oh, wait.
Okay.
No, not saying no to that.
Okay, no problem. All right, here we go. Now, do you feel that it's appreciate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood product from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. All right. And do you feel that it's appreciated that you to use whole trees harvest from the Minnesota forest for using a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And how have you ever seen, read, or heard anything, information, or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
I'll say that one more time.
Sure. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself as an active member of an environment group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Not to environmental causes, nonprofit causes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, no problem. And the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, and truckers, saw the paper mills, and makers of manufacturers wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment center in Minnesota rural regions and provide needs, jobs, and economy to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component to a Minnesota state economy? A significant component?
Yeah.
Okay. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce Specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose of use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find the train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. All right. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies that job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workplace. Wisconsin investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operating and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin's investments create public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people out of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both of numbers and diversity of the workplace. Will you support or oppose of the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support in its rural economies, forest and forest industry? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm going to the list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding that are part of the program. I'm going to read you four statements, and you tell me support, oppose, or undecided. Create new training programs directed to meet and needs of products, producers, and mills. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
All right. Increases the number and the diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employ the forest industry to include urban industry.
Yeah, incredibly support. Like,
all right.
Massively support that.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, Mr. Charles. Now, working with a partner to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
Thank you. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Support, oppose, or undecided?
Support.
Thank you. All right. These will be the last ones. Finally, just a few last questions about your household. What is the highest level of education you have complete? High school, technical, school, some college degree, or graduate?
What is that? I have a undergraduate. I have an associate arts degree.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And what is your age? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 over?
35 and
okay.
I'm in my early 40s.
All right. Mr. Charles, will you describe the community you live in? Is it large city, suburban, small town, far, or rural?
Small city.
Excuse me?
Small city. We got a mix of,
okay.
best way to say it, that we're kind of like a rural suburb.
Okay. All right. No problem, Mr. Charles. Now, is your annual household income from 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, 75 to 99, or 100,000?
Probably 50 to 74.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider your political views are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, okay. And which of the following categories will you put your job in or business? Manufacturing, business, or retail sales, construction, farming, or agriculture, medical, or healthcare? Yes.
I work in a community nonprofit.
Nonprofit, okay. All right. And, okay. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation, Mr. Charles. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. You have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.